What's up? Soy yo David, and you're listening to Q Talk Radio. Soy yo David is, this is actually my very first show, Soy yo David, and it's being presented to you by Q Talk Radio. So welcome. And for my first guest, you have no idea how excited I am about this, Natalie Sanchez. Everybody, please help me welcome 2019 Hispanic Lifestyles Latina of Influence. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't have no idea how big this is. Only 2 out of 30 nationwide were picked. And Natalie Sanchez is one of those gorgeous ladies. Natalie, thank you for joining us and gracing us with your presence. Ladies and gentlemen, she's gorgeous, by the way. I wish you can see how radiant she is tonight. She has a flower in her hair. Her hair is down. You got all dressed up for me, didn't you, girl?
I'm feeling really sexy now.
Well, welcome, Natalie Sanchez. I do want to mention that this is my first show, so we're cherry popping today. This is the cherry popping episode, and Natalie, you're popping my cherry. So I have two things to ask of you. One, make sure you do it with a condom, okay, because we're all about being safe. And two, be gentle. All right, well, let's get into it. Natalie, tell our viewers a little bit about yourself and what you do. And let's first start on this Hispanic lifestyle of influence. Sounds like a pretty big deal.
It is a big deal. So I think there's over 500 nominations. And so Hilda and I, who are both creators and producers of the CMEG Once series, were nominated and selected for 2018 Latinos of Influence from Hispanic Lifestyle. So I think it really just represents role models of Latinas, really elevating and recognizing the work of Latinas as not only professionals, but the influence that we have in the world. And so for us, recognizing this for our work, what we do in social services. So we have a history of working in HIV field for over 15 years, but also our work in media. So being able to enter the media industry where we're bringing Latino representation as well as representation of a diverse group to the media via web series, via film, via print.
Thank you for doing that. And again, congratulations on such an honor. Well deserved. Really, ever since I've met you, I've known you now for what, is it 2 years?
I think
it's going on 3 years. I know, and it's. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. Any Latinos, male or female, out there just doing their thing and making our voice heard and making an impact on the community is just a wonderful thing. And I'm not proud of myself.
I wasn't even gonna cry, but
I digress. Now, something really great about Natalie, special about Natalie, is that she is actually one of the co-creators and writers and producers of the hit web series, Sin Vergüenza. Sin Vergüenza is actually in its third season, and it just aired, and they're about to do this whole nationwide promo. They're going to really put it out there and get it out to you guys. But tell us a little bit about Sin Vergüenza and what it touches.
So Sin Vergüenza, the telenovela series, is bilingual in English and in Spanish. So you'll be interviewing one of the actors today, but the same actors that we filmed in English also did in Spanish. That's also an area of just innovation as far as the media. Usually we tend to choose one or the other in our approach and wanting to bring HIV awareness to Latinos. We wanted to be inclusive of those that were English only speaking, Spanish only speaking, or those who speak both languages. And so we filmed the series in both languages. And the series is about a family who's impacted by HIV. So one of the family members, season one, you're trying to figure out who is affected, who is infected with HIV. So a lot of different possible scenarios of who could potentially have HIV. The end of season one, you find out who. In season two, what happens after that diagnosis? And I think really that's what gave justice to the story of someone who was living with HIV. Is a lot of times, and we hear a lot of educational information about prevention, getting tested, but you don't know what happens after you get tested.
You don't always hear about people living with HIV.
And that's where
you don't hear it at all.
No.
You don't. And Sin Vergüenza, this telenovela, does a really phenomenal job in making that voice heard. And for anyone out there that will see this and say, hey, you know what? That's my voice. You know, you're making such an impact that again, I commend you for. Hats off to you, seriously. Thank you for that. I do want to ask, who said, let's do this? Who said, let's write something? And who got the pen and pencil out first? Was it you or Ilda? And Ilda, you guys will meet Ilda later on. She's a wonderful person.
Her other half.
They had to detach her just for today. Just for today, she's detached from her. But who said, okay, let's do this. Let's write this.
I think it was just one of those aha moments. We had already worked on a series of 6 educational videos. We heard from our funder, we have, you know, X amount of money. What do you guys want to do? And we're like, okay, we have to do something for our clients. And we kind of looked at each other like this. We got to do it at the same time. I mean, let's do it till another.
That was dramatic. Did you feel that? Tell me you felt that. You had to feel it. Let's do it again.
So it was that eye contact, just that moment of like we felt it, that was something we had to do. Did we know how to do it?
You see it. Oh, your entire life grew up with that novella, so
yeah.
It's there, you know. So I'm pretty sure when she started writing, all the drama and all that just started coming out.
Right. So you know, again, I think that's why people relate to the series, and it's so relatable. All the different characters. You know, you have the matriarch, but then you have a lot of cultural components, right? The machismo in the family, the fact that we don't talk about sex or sexuality. So there was a lot of relatable components that we just kind of drew from, you know, working in the clinic and having a history of our career in public health, but also from our own family.
Latinos are complicated.
Yeah, we are.
They're complicated people we are. All right. I do want to ask you, a little birdie told me that you and Ilda are going to be the honorees for the 2018 Impact Awards Luncheon for the HMC, which is a Hispanic Media Coalition. Did this little birdie tell me right?
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true.
What?
Look
at you.
It's a great year for us Latino women over here.
Wow. Man, the power sitting next to me, ladies and gentlemen. Wow.
Yeah, and I think for us, it goes back to the conversations we're having now with the Oscars and with, you know, just film is about inclusion, right? And
let's touch on that. Since you brought that up.
Right.
I'm going to ask you a question. In your opinion, because I know there was a lot of protests going on. A lot of Latinos were out there protesting about, you know, there not being enough Latino at the Oscars. I think that the message was kind of skewed there. I don't think they were saying there weren't enough Latinos at the Oscars because we cleaned out this year, you know. I think what they were trying to raise the question is, why aren't there enough Latinos in Hollywood? And, you know, doing more than just, you know,
the footwork.
Yeah, well, just, you know, cleaning houses or doing gardens or just being cholos, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's where, you know, National Hispanic Media Coalition is recognizing our series. We come in with no experience in the film industry, so I think that was a tip for our benefit. Nobody creating barriers to say, no, you can't create a series where your entire staff are Latino, or no, you can't create a series where you're going to do English and Spanish. So we kind of just entered and said, this is what we're going to do, and for it now to be recognized, like, it's okay to do that. And also, I think it's recognizing that we need more Latino writers, and I think that's what we heard at the Oscars, and that's what we heard at National Hispanic Media Coalition, their award ceremony is talking about, we want more Latinos as main characters, but we need more Latinos as writers to write those stories.
Yes, 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 yes. I'm sorry. I'm just so overwhelmed by that speech because you're so right. It's hard being an actor. It's hard being a writer. It's hard being a Latino doing anything in the U.S. It really is. We really just suffer. You know, and I'm just, again, I just want to thank you for doing the work that you do, because not everyone wants to do it because it's not easy work. It's hard work, and you roll your sleeves up and you say, you know what, world, you're going to see us. You're going to hear us. And that's what you do. And I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Seriously, thank you so much for the work that you do, and keep doing it. Keep doing it.
because you are making a change, a big change, especially in young gay Latinos that are going to see this. You know, I remember when I was growing up in Texas, 17 years old, and I didn't know where to go. And this was before the internet. I just did my age shift. But this was before the internet, you know? So, like, where do I go? And I had to, you know, I was, like, doing my due diligence to find a place to fit in because all my friends were, you know, they were thugs, you know? They were, what's up, you know? And I wasn't that. And so now that there's this outlet, and they can see a show like Sinvergüenza and just be empowered by it. See, there are people out there like me. That in itself is an accomplishment. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I just want to say we're using social media. We're using YouTube to
Please.
Post our information.
Where can people see Sinvergüenza? Where can people find you and some of the work that you're doing?
So you can find our web series, Sinvergüenza, on fcseries.com. And then you can also follow us on Alpha Pride, which is our LGBTQ social media on Twitter, Instagram, on Facebook. And you can find me on Facebook.
Natalie Sanchez, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Natalie, for joining us. It was an absolute pleasure. I am humbled by your presence. You are gorgeous. You are amazing. And can I please have my lips? Because I think I just left them on your butt. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to take a nice little break, and I'm going to leave you with some great music from La Voz de Oro. It's called Si No Deja.
Si nos dejan, nos vamos a querer toda la vida. Nos dejan, nos vamos a vivir a un mundo nuevo. Yo creo podemos ver el nuevo amanecer de un nuevo día. Yo pienso que tú y yo podemos ser felices. Buscamos un rincón cerca del cielo. Si nos dejan, haremos con las nubes terciopelo. Y ahí, juntitos los dos, cerquita de Dios, será lo que soñamos. Si nos dejan, mano corazón, y ahí nos vamos. Si nos dejan, buscamos un rincón cerca del cielo. Si nos dejan, haremos con las nubes.
Welcome back to Soy Yo David. I'm your host, David Tyreza, or just David Simplemente Puesto. I am now joined by some hotness. I don't know if you're ready for this hotness. J.M. Langoria, the third. Welcome, J.M. Hi, J.M. How are you?
Thank
you
for
being here. Yeah, hey, man, the third.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need that kind of introduction with the third at the end. The third.
The third.
What's the third?
The third.
The
third what?
The third,
Jose
Maria.
Jose Maria. Jose Maria.
Jose Maria Longoria the third.
Ah.
Very official, right?
Jose Maria Longoria the third.
Exactly.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. Let's keep it. All right. So JM here is not only the spokesperson for Ultimate Sexual Health Awareness. And he's also the star of one of the stars of Sin Vergüenza, because there are many stars, lots of talented actors in Sin Vergüenza. So JM, tell us a little bit about Sin Vergüenza and your character and you know,
yeah,
what you do on Sin Vergüenza.
Sin Vergüenza is a great series that I've been very fortunate to work on for the past 5 years. If you haven't seen it, you can watch it on svseries.com. It's a telenovela that exists in both English and Spanish, that was really much created to reach out to the Latino community, to educate us more on safe sex practices and HIV awareness, because we're actually one of the largest growing populations that are getting tested and finding out that we're HIV positive. Yeah. I know there is a fact that was just mentioned that between 2010 and 2014, there was a 16% increase in that, as far as the new infections that are happening. So we've been doing a lot of work, but there's so much more to do. And my character, is actually an openly gay character in this very traditional Mexican American family who educates, you know, his parents and then the rest of the family on the importance of getting tested and you know, having a regular fun sex life that we all want.
And he's a lawyer, so he's got money.
So he has his reasons on the information that he's providing. Yeah. So it's really good. I mean, yourself as an actor, these positive portrayals of Latinos and Latino gay men in something like this don't come.
May I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Since you touch on that, when you, first of all, I want to ask you, because I was at the premiere of Sin Vergüenza, and you told a phenomenal story that I applaud you for. On how you were cast on your audition. Could you please tell our viewers that story? Because it's an amazing story. I love that story because in Hollywood there are so many roles. As actors, we're not supposed to do so many things. But the hell of roles. Rules are meant to be broken. You win. You grab the bull by the balls. Please tell our viewers what
happened. Exactly. Yeah, well, I'm very much like, I mean, because character, I go by the book. Mm-hmm. But this situation kind of just happened and everything happens for a reason, and the people that we meet connect us in some way, and then
yes,
it all falls together,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So, as I mentioned, I was leaving work. I worked from town. I was working really late. Not a good day. And I was heading home because I lived near Hollywood. I used to live near Hollywood Boulevard, and the bus was stopping, and a guy got off the bus, and I had just worked with his nephew on a short film I had done for college. And he was like, hey, are you going to this like AT&T commercial audition over at Blanca Valdez Cash?
Sure, that's why he got off the bus.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, I hadn't heard about it. He said, oh, you should go. I was like, well, I don't really know the casting director. He's like, no, dude, just go. Mm-hmm. Just mention my name, you'll be fine. So fast forward to the next day, I'm on my lunch break, and I'm talking with my coworkers, and I'm like, should I go? Should I not go? And she's like, dude, what's the worst I can say? No? I'm like, yeah. Okay, then go. So I went, showed up, I walked in, I signed in, and they're like, what are you here for? And I said, oh, some AT&T commercial. And they're like, you're a little too young for what we're casting. I'm like, okay, well, thanks. So as I was leaving, the door opened to the audition room for that AT&T cast. That moment. And out walked the session runner, who I had just worked on another project, like a new universe. And he's like, hey, dude, like, what are you doing? How you been? I'm like, I'm good. And he was like, what are you here? And I was like, I just wrote the story. And he's like, oh, yeah, you're too young. But we're casting something down the hall, which I think you'd be perfect for. Let me go see if casting will see you. And I was like, okay. So he goes, he comes back, he's like, okay, you're next. I'm like, what? Yeah, as long as I want to see you, you're next. So he has me to the side, they pair me up with some guy, and we go in, and I have no idea what I'm reading for. I've never met Blanca before, and there I am reading. And after the end of our first read, Paco, our director at the time, was like, oh, thank you. I've been waiting for you all day. I was like, what? And Blanca's like, who are you? So it was just one of those like moments of like, okay. And I left there not knowing what an amazing ride this would, you know, has been.
It's been how many years? Now? 5 years?
5 years.
Was it hard for you to say yes to playing an openly gay character?
No. It wasn't initially, because I was like, oh, I get to work. This is great. This is a series. I read the script, and I connected with it immediately. And I knew sort of the characters that were written, because they were based on actual people and clients of Ultimate, that these voices need to be heard. So, no, there was no hesitation. Once it released, and I saw the trailers and stuff, and I was like, oh, I wonder what, like, my family will think, or my local community would think, as far as like, oh, an openly gay character in a novela, and playing an openly gay character in a novela. But you know what? The outpour of support was so beautiful once it was released, and everyone sharing it was incredible, because again, it was about the message, and it wasn't about me, and it wasn't about the.
And you are openly gay, correct? Mm-hmm. So tell me a little bit about how it is being queer and in the industry and playing queer roles. Like, is that like, because when I moved to Hollywood, my goal, my focus was I wanted to be like a queer actor. I wanted to do all those, LGBTQA movies that were out there, you know? I that's what I wanted to do. And I wasn't getting those roles. I was actually being cast as a straight guy, believe it or not. What was that your intention when you made the move to Hollywood? Did you say, I'm going to be the biggest queer actor in the world? Or was it like, what was that? Like, how is that? Tell me a little bit about that.
It's very interesting, because my viewpoint was different. Like you mentioned earlier, you didn't really see yourself portrayed anywhere, right? As far as like, I don't belong with these other, tough guys when we were growing up. I didn't see myself on TV or in movies, and I was like, this is the perfect time for me to go and do this, because I know I'm not the only one, and I know that there's going to be kids after me who are going to feel the same way. And that was actually my motivation, to improve and open those doors as far as saying, okay, Latinos, we're not just the, as you mentioned earlier, the housekeeper or the gardener or the chumbo. We're so much more. You have your own radio show.
I know. How did that happen? Who did I have to sleep with? To get that,
I have to be with Monty Monty Merwenza, right? On this show.
You're right. You should check out the third season. It's streaming live now on YouTube. We're going to post a link on Q Talk Radio, so you can just click the link and watch the series. The Seven Novella is amazing. And I do want to mention that he gets a little nude. Kind of nude.
Yeah.
I know I don't want to say too nude, because I don't want to get your hopes up, but he is nude right now. So,
picture
that, ladies and gentlemen. He is nude right now, but he does have a steamy scene, and I'm not touching him. I promise. My hands are to myself right now. But I do want to ask: are you single? Are you seeing anyone? What's going on in JM's life?
Well, it depends on that thing.
No.
I'm kidding. I'm actually not single. And the funny story is that my partner is actually a writer as well too. And he was having a meeting with some other people in the industry, and the actor who plays my third love interest in season 3 was having a meeting with the same people. And he's like, oh, hey, I'm the guy who gave your boyfriend syphilis. And
what?
not in actual life, but in season 3, a storyline, there's a surprise for my character, and there's a scare with syphilis scare.
Yeah.
And so it was just a funny thing. So I get text messages saying, hey, I have both of your boyfriends here in my office from our mutual friend. And I'm like, what? And I get the picture, and it's funny. That
I do want to kind of change the subject, or kind of segue into something else, because you're so talented. You do so many things, multi-talented, and you put your producer hat on recently for a project that's on El Rey Network, which I haven't seen it in its entirety yet. Please don't stone me or beat me up. Please don't get the chuckle out. All right? Okay, don't. But I did start watching it, and I was so impressed. Such a powerful – it's a docu-series.
Yeah.
Bushido. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Yeah, sure.
Bushido.
Like you're boo and you're like hot Cheeto, you're Bushido.
Bushido. All right.
Battle rap.
Okay. Tell our viewers a little, our listeners, soon to be viewers, a little bit about Bushido and what it's about and your part in that.
Thank you. So Bushido Battleground is a 20-episode docu-series where we follow 40 MMA fighters from all over the world. And I'm talking
how
from,
can you be around all those half-naked men?
It's funny when
you know every single one.
They're all, I mean, I would say most of them were straight, I mean, from what our conversations were.
Sure.
But they're... It was really interesting.
That's
I don't know if you watch boxing or MMA or anything like that. This was a whole new world to me, so I had no idea what I was getting myself into. I initially came in with sort of like, oh, this is barbaric. Like, why did they mention it? I mean, they're bleeding. They're like busting each other's lips. But then if you really get down to it and hearing their stories and their sacrifices and why they actually do this, I have mad respect for each fighter because it is, as us, it is a lifestyle. It is, you know, they're doing it for their families. And our show touches on all that heart, on the sacrifices. And I think that's what's different from a lot of the shows that are out there because they don't really show you that. They show you the fight, but we show you everything it takes to get to become the warrior that you need to be. And then also the aftermath as far as, like, what happens if you lose? What happens if you win? What's next? You keep on training for that next one. So, yeah, I'm very fortunate to work for LA. Robert Rodriguez was an executive producer for us. And
also Texas boy.
Texas boy.
I know, Texas everywhere.
Right.
Yeah.
Representing.
Yeah, representing.
Yeah.
Y'all.
Yeah.
I have a question for you. What advice would you give to any young Latino gay male out there that wants to be an actor? That wants to make the move out here. What advice, what's the one thing that comes to your mind, the first thing that you would want them to know before making the move up here?
Do your research. And that can mean various things, meaning, okay, how much money do I have to save up to make the big move? Once I get here, what's my plan? Am I going to get a job? Do I have enough money saved up? Do I know anyone out here? Do I have any friends I can reach out to that can tell me, oh, hey, you know, I know people who need roommates or, you know, people that are hiring or what acting classes I should take? I think if you're well prepared as far as your research, that just adds that extra confidence of like, you know what, I'm ready to make a mark in Hollywood and one that's substantial because we do have a lot of great talent here, but as you know, we have to be prepared for that opportunity, right? Luck is preparation meeting opportunity, right? And it does not happen overnight.
You heard it here, ladies and gentlemen. Do your research.
Do your research.
I want to thank our guests this evening, J.L. Mongoria III and Natalie Sanchez. Thank you so much. You humble me with your presence. Please, we will put a link up on Q Talk Radio where you can find Team Edwenta and you can find links to shout out your Instagram. Yes,
J.M. Mongoria.
J.M. Mongoria.
I'm about this right now. So.
Well, all right, yeah, find us on there. I'm always also show your boys. I need some love at David Tyreza. I'm always there. I'm always half naked. I'm always cooking. I'm always having fun. Join me on social media. Follow me. Anyways, thank you so much again, guys, for being here. It was a pleasure. I love you guys. I'm sure we're going to be seeing each other real soon. I know Natalie for sure we're going to be seeing each other real soon. And thank you for listening, and thank you for being a part of our that's what happens when you have too much coffee. But thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate you. Oh, and one more thing. I love you. I really do.